Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this show or any show that I've ever broadcast on my website, brucesallen.com. It is newly designed. It is fun and it is different and it is very green. And in honor of St. Patrick's Day, I think that's yet another reason you should go visit brucesallen.com. Also, I have my Because I Said So St. Patrick's Day comic strip up, and I think it's just incredibly gorgeous. It was drawn by Michael Voog, and he does caricatures and other stuff, and he is a resource that you should take advantage of. Today we spoke about hope for our teens, and there is hope. And I lived it recently with my oldest, who was going through a very bad place and a bad trip, so to speak, and is now going to be attending a very fine music college in the fall. Our guests, which were Wayne Levine and Pastor Drew, each brought, I think, some really interesting insights into it, especially Pastor Drew, who shared with us the 29 major biblical figures who were teenagers. It literally blew me away. I had no idea Moses and or Samson were actually teenagers during the early parts of their significant lives. I would invite you also to please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. Dad Chat on March 22nd, we'll have Pastor Drew Sams as its co-host, along with a number of teenagers from Calvary Church in Westlake Village, California. We will probably do a live portion of the chat from a room somewhere in the church. But of course, all tweet chats and all dad chats are available literally anywhere in the world. You just use the hashtag dad chat. And I would urge you to join ours. Moms are welcome. We have usually an equal participation from moms and dads and some aunts and uncles. There are a handful of regulars that are not parents that just love the community. And we are, in fact, occasionally discussing topics that are not parent-centric. So I would invite you to come to Dad Chat and enjoy the community. What social media is about to me is community and meeting people from all over the world. Speaking of which, I have friends in Africa. And they are part of a school that's called the Africa Zebras. And if you have a lot of used books at home that your kids no longer use, I would really urge you to do a blessing and send them a box of books. The best way is through the U.S. Postal Service flat rate. It still is $45 or $50, so it's not cheap. But you could fill a lot of books, maybe some stuffed animals or toys in there. And the address is Pastor Frank Benin, B-E-N-N-I-N, Alola, A-L-O-L-A, Africa Zebras, Box 719, Agana Swedru, Ghana. So that's, the city is Agana Swedru, A-G-O-N-A, S-W-E-D-R-U, Ghana, G-H-A-N-A. Sponsor slots are open. If you are interested in being a part of the Bruce Allen Show, just email me at bruce@brucesallen.com. I also want to urge you to stay in the loop. I have a newsletter on my newly designed website. It is a once-a-week newsletter that goes out on Wednesdays, tells you what's going on with Dad Chat that week, gives you links to the comic strip and other things going on. You will not get hit for anything else. All you got to do is go to brucesallen.com and sign up where it says Stay in the Loop right in the middle of the home page. The new Dad's Point of View comic is called Because I Said So, and this week's is Dad Loves St. Patrick's Day. And I think Michael Voog did an incredible job of illustrating it. I write the strips, he draws them, and it's a beautiful, beautiful collaboration. I want to just go back briefly to the topic today of There Is Hope for Our Kids. And one of the things that I believe strongly about is a positive attitude. Dale Carnegie wrote about it far before the term the New Age space believed so strongly in positivity. But does a positive attitude make a difference? I tend to believe it does, though it may not always work. However, we do know that a negative attitude usually ends up negatively. So why not opt for the positive? At least with a positive attitude, those around us might be able to tolerate us. Think about it. When you're in the middle of a kid crisis, you can project and carry your fears on your sleeve. You can bring them to your marriage, your friends, or you can choose to focus on hope and a positive outcome. I think the latter may or may not work, but it will at least make the journey easier and those around you, especially your spouse, less stressed if you're not bellyaching about your fears and worries all the time. I want to invite you to come back to the show every week, also to visit my website, and I want to in particular thank my support team, first the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer, and second my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, our station manager. I come up to Santa Barbara every Thursday to broadcast the show live, and it's heard on Saturday and Sunday on your local stations. It is the highlight of my week, followed by Dad Chat, which is every Thursday evening. So thank you again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.